Thank you very much. I want to thank the organizers for inviting me, and I want to thank most of you in the room for being here. I'm going to shift us just a little bit and talk about using online communities to help with recruitment and also with community building. I work in genetics, and many of the conditions that I'm involved with, there may only be one person or two people in an individual city, and how do you connect these people together across the country? I have no real disclosures related to this. And my objective is to identify the aspects of existing patient-based online communities that might increase research participant enrollment. Why patient registries? Well, first you can characterize a community. You can find more about the community. Where are they? What are they like? You can connect the families both to each other and to research opportunities. You can provide data for what I call preclinical research. And what I mean by this is if you're interested in doing a particular type of research, you can identify, are there enough patients? Where are they? Would I need one site or three sites or four sites? You can also facilitate recruitment and hopefully reduce enrollment lag. And this is just an outline that kind of shows you what happens. First, the individual would register. The NIH Office of Rare Disease Research is actually trying to create a global registry where all these individuals would be linked. Then researchers, industry, academia, and the families can look at these registries to see if there's a particular group that they are interested in studying. Study notices can be sent directly to the individuals in the registry without sharing any of their personal information to these participants. And then if they're interested, they are then told how to go about joining that study. Now, I've personally been involved in two efforts. The first was an international effort funded by the European Union to register all individuals with neuromuscular disorders, and I focused on Duchenne and Becker muscular dystrophy for the United States. This is the international site called TREAT-NMD, and this was particularly important because there's starting to be some actual treatments for these conditions, and a lot of them are based on not only knowing your diagnosis, but also knowing the genetic cause of your diagnosis. So we wanted to collect these individuals and their genetic diagnosis so we could find the right participants to help in future studies. And this is the first website that I was involved with. It's called Duchenne Connect. And the patients or the parents opt in. And as you can see, there's a quick place to register. It tells you a little bit about the study. And then I take you down, quickly tells you who's in there and why they're there. And that type of information. Now, the first thing that they would do is complete a medical history and provide their genetic test results. And they can do this all online. It's designed so they can start it and stop. If the phone rings or something happens with their child and they need to run somewhere, they can come back. They also get instant rewards. So once they've completed their profile, they can compare their profile to other individuals. And we found this is one of those things that keeps the families very engaged. So if they have a 7-year-old son, they can see, well, how are other 7-year-olds doing? If they live in the U.S., what kind of problems are people in the U.S. experiencing? So again, instant reward. And it is protected because you have to be registered to get to this information. And we found this is extremely valuable and really liked by the families. It's also very easy to create these sites in multiple languages once you have one up. We've actually used Google to do a lot of the translation and then double check. The benefits are that the patients can organize the patient population for clinical trials and studies. They can learn from others through the survey results. It raises the visibility of the patients to the researchers, so researchers know there are enough families and there are families that are interested. And they can, as I said earlier, complete the questionnaire in multiple visits if needed. Now, for researchers, they can also learn directly from the patients and families. What are their interests? What are symptoms and problems? What are their concerns? And we've already found through some of the studies that sometimes there are issues that researchers aren't paying attention to, but when you get to the families together, they realize that maybe this really is an issue, maybe it is part of the condition, it's something we need to look at. You can recruit for both clinical studies and trials. You can gain access to a broader pool of clinical candidates. And then the interactive maps actually allow you to think about how to plan a study, how many sites would you need, and where would those sites be. Now, the second project that I was involved with is Simon's VIP Connect, which is for a chromosomal disorder called 16p11.2. It's on chromosome 16. It's on the P or short arm at 0.11.2. And this is the single most common genetic cause of autism. You can have a deletion in this region, a piece of this chromosome missing, or you can have a duplication, which means you have an extra region. And we wanted to recruit individuals to be able to study them very thoroughly to see what's the impact of the genetic condition in relation to their autism and their other developmental disabilities. The difficulty is there are about 400 individuals with this condition in the U.S., and they're spread out all over the country. So how do we find them? How do we recruit them? So we did it by creating the website. And you'll see down in the lower left-hand corner, we do have a direct Facebook link, and I'll mention that again in just a minute. We opened the website a little over a year ago, and we've averaged about 4 new registrants a week. You'll see it's up and down a little bit, but we're up to 219 registrants as of last week. And one of the nice things is each registrant actually results in about 1.6 individuals that can participate in the study, because in some cases this condition is inherited. So when you get the child in the registry, you also have mom or dad, and you might have an aunt or an uncle who will also participate in the study. This just shows you where our families are located, and if you'll see, they're kind of spread out all across the U.S. The red diamonds indicate individual registrants. The blue sites are where the clinical evaluations are actually performed. So you again see we couldn't do this study in just one site. We couldn't do local advertising in one site. We really need to be able to reach across the entire U.S. This is the Facebook page. It's very active. And just to tell you, if you're doing something like this, Facebook is our greatest referral point. When we ask the families how do they find us, Facebook is by far the greatest. And then comes an internet search and a Google search. But clearly, if you're going to reach out to families in this type of registry, you want a Facebook presence. This just shows you the age distribution of our registrants, and you'll see we've got it pretty across the board. Since this is a condition diagnosed in childhood, most of ours are younger, but when we look at the participants in the study, we have a fair number of adults, because by capturing the child, we got the parents who have the inherited form of the condition also. We have a lot of information on there. Again, you need to make this website to be a good resource for the family. So a lot of people come to the website because they just got a diagnosis, they just saw their physician, their test results came back. So there's a whole section about I just found out and what does that mean. We also talk about research studies. Currently there is the study that funded this project. And let me just say that you can participate in the community, you can register, and you do not have to participate in the research project to be part of the community. And we found this really important because there are really kind of three types of families that seem to come to the website. There are those families who are very interested in research and they immediately want to get involved. There are those families who are a little unsure about research and researchers and really need to get to know us and get to know the community, and then they come around. And then there's a group of families that right now life's just way too complicated. They may have just found the diagnosis. Their child may be having problems in school. So again, by registering them and staying in contact with them, providing them services, we find that almost all of the families eventually engage in the research project. Some of them it takes a few months, but most do. This just shows you we have 6 different forums, and these are discussion portals where the families can register and post comments and talk to each other. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a family that was recently diagnosed, and they went in the recently diagnosed forum. And in a matter of about 24 hours, there were over 40 families who had responded to this one family, kind of describing what their initial diagnosis was like, what it was like, and basically saying, we're here with you, we can help you. If you have any questions, let us know. It was just kind of amazing how fast the response was. We also have a way where the members can agree to have a limited amount of their information posted. Again, this is all behind a login, and then other families can find them and send an invite. So if you're looking down the list, and let's say you're in if you're in Australia and you want a male at age 3, then you can click that family. You can send them an introductory email saying, well, I have a son who's 3, and start a conversation if they're interested. This is all done without giving anyone's email address away until they say, yes, I want to talk with you, and then they're in direct communication. We also, as I said earlier, we have a survey, and once they've completed their survey, they can go back and then explore the answers of everyone else. And this is just a description that shows the various physical symptoms of the condition, so they can see, okay, how is my child doing to the other children? Do they have the same symptoms? Do they have more than others? They can segregate this by age and by the type, whether they have a deletion or duplication, those types of things. Again, we found this is very important in getting them to come back to the website and to stay engaged. We also post news articles. and other things to keep them updated. We have a literature review section, so any major literature that comes out, we put it in plain English for the families, because as you all know, if you read the scientific journals, they're kind of hard for the families. But we also give them a link to the actual journal if they want to go to it. We also, on the Duchenne Connect site, have a list of clinics that are available and the resources and kind of things to ask about clinics. Now, I want to switch gears just a second, and this is a registry that I'm not involved with at all. It's called Patients Like Me, but I was asked to talk about some of these internet portals. And the reason I want to bring this one up is their whole thought is different. Often when you start a research project, you have a hypothesis and you design and you ask all your questions to answer and see if that hypothesis is correct. The focus of Patients Like Me is let's register patients and let's get as much information as possible. And literally on Patients Like Me, you create a daily journal and then do what's called data-driven research. So the idea is here, you collect all of this information and then you go and mine that data. So there's a question about, in this particular condition, does a drug work? What are the side effects? Other things. You can mine the data that you've collected from the website to see if that's true. And this is, again, just some of the profiles you see from the individuals. And I would encourage you, this is a very empowering site. Some of these people literally put everything about them on, and kind of their philosophy is if I put it all out there, there's less concern about privacy. And there have been several conditions where they've actually already made some very important research studies by being able to do this and mining the data. And I will stop there. Thank you.